Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship in the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
Proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this said this for me. Noah turned to the Spirit and said, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. And he came out that very hour. Here we see that this girl was possessed by a demon spirit. She was possessed of going out telling fortune tellers. And see, they had asked Paul to come to Macedonia because they had all these evil spirits, and they wanted him to come to this mission. They were on a missionary journey where they would go to Macedonia and preach the word and try to get people saved. But here was this slave girl. She was fortune telling more than Paul and the disciples got to preach, the more she could get up and disrupt. And you know how people live sometimes. When you're trying to talk, they be so annoyed and disrupt you while you're talking. Sometimes you preaching. Sometimes you go preaching out more than one pastor. But you know, it's annoying when people, you trying to talk to them, people trying to talk to. And I can imagine Paul, he was so annoyed by the slave girl. But you know what he did? He turned to him. He said, I demand that demon to come out in the name of Jesus. He rebuked her. See, you know, a long time ago when I used to go to church, they used to pray up and say, I rebuke in the name of Jesus that this demon has got to go. And you know, we got to get back to the old way of rebuking stuff. We have to rebuke sickness out of our bodies, rebuke cancer, whatever the demonic spirit is in our bodies. We got to learn to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. So then they got to rebuke her, and the spirit came out. If the children ain't doing right, you got to rebuke them. If your family ain't doing right, your husband, whoever may be, you got to learn to rebuke them in the name of Jesus. But then the 5:16, verse 20.
But when her master saw that there was no hope for profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, and then they dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities, and they brought them to the magistrate, and they said, these men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they are teaching customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans. See, these men, they didn't want Paul and Silas to be there and teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, they was making up their money maker. You know, when people have something, they making money and doing for, they don't want you to mess up the money maker. But you know, God, he's a good God. And in a situation that they came to, here come the police and just arrested them. He took them to jail. They weren't arrested for being drunk drivers. They weren't arrested for being a pedophile. They weren't arrested for stealing. They weren't arrested for being a drug deal, but they was arrested for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes people can ban us down from whatever we're supposed to do for the Lord, but we got to just take loose that everything that binds us up this morning. And then we see in verse 22, it says, then a multitude rose up against them, and the magistrates torn off their clothes and command them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into the prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such charge, he put them into the prison and said he fastened their feet in the shackles. And you know, in this crowd, the slave girl, Paul and Silas, they were beaten. They was truly beaten. But God was there with them. And you know, sometimes we are bound down. And we have to ask God to come and help us in a time of trouble. And this slave girl, she knew that she was doing wrong. And her people, her masters, they wanted her to get out there and make their money. But see, by Paul and Silas preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ, they locked them into jail. But that didn't do them no harm. They went and put them way back into the back of the jail where they couldn't get out. Because you know, when you ever been to prison, you see how they locked up and they got shackles on their feet, shackles on their arm. They ain't aiming for them to go nowhere. But then the verse go to it, Acts 16:25. It says that, but at midnight, Paul and Silas, they were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners, they were listening. Yes, and their bodies Their bodies was all bruised, and I'm pretty sure they had a pain here and had a pain there. But God, they kept on praising God. I'm going to tell you today, church, whatever you're going through, you got to praise your way through. Whether it's the sickness, whether it's your finances, you got to keep on praising God. You can't let nothing stop you, because God is good. And I can imagine when they was praising God, they were singing songs saying, "Victory is mine, victory is mine." Nobody knows the trouble that I see. I've got feeling at night. I feel all right, God. And then it tells you that they might have been singing, "There is victory in the name of Jesus." Yes. And victory, victory is mine. Satan, get thee behind me. And then they said, "Lord, I know, Lord, that you will make a way somehow." We got to get a song into our spirit, church. We got to get a song when we got to praise God. Because in the midnight hour and during the day, things come. But if we'll just get a song in our spirit, we can sing praises unto God. And when that midnight hour come and your body is all working with pain, and when the midnight come and trouble is everywhere, if you would just get up out of your bed and praise the Lord, I tell you, God will see you through. Oh, yeah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength this morning. Hallelujah. We got to praise God anytime a circumstance or anything come. If the enemy is attacking your marriage, if it's attacking your children, if it's attacking you on your job, if it's attacking your health, you got to give God praise. And once you give God praise, don't you know that he will let the blessings come down? He said in his word that let everything have breath. Praise thee the Lord. So that's what you got to do in a time of trouble. You got to praise him, because God is a good God. And then they said suddenly this earthquake, it came and it shook the foundation. And the prisons were shaking. And immediately all the doors was open. And every chain was shaken loose. Sometimes you just got to rock yourself out of the situation. Sometimes you just got to shake. You got to shake. And you remember a long time ago, I used to see the mom, but you can't do it no more because you'll be down at DSS. They would take the children, and Eddie, I'm going to use you. They would take the children and just shake. And you got to shake. You got to keep on shaking until that spirit leaves. Whatever's going through, y'all got to shake. I tell you, you got to shake, and you got to give God praise, and you got to jump up to him and give him glory. Because I'm going to shake. I'm going to shake loose of anything that has me bound up. That's the kind of spirit you got to get in yourself this morning. You got to shake that thing. You got to shake. You got to shake finances. Look like your bank account ain't got no money in it, but you got to shake. You go over there and shake your little change jar. Shake it. You make some dollar bills, carry it over to the change machine, and you'll get some money. So shake loose. And I tell you, the people was praising God. And then that earthquake, it was shaking. And then they said in the word that as they were praising God, that the earthquake came, and God, he got scared. He thought that the prisoners had left. But Paul called loud out, said, "Don't do it. Don't harm yourself. Don't harm yourself." Say, "We all here." Say, "We all here, y'all. We all here." And then the prisoner, he got down there, and I reckon he got so shook. See, sometimes you got to just shake them up to get them to hear the word of God. Because sometimes they just don't listen. So sometimes God will shake you up. And sometimes he'll have to shake you up to get you to pray. Sometimes he got to shake you up to get you to sing. Because sometimes if y'all don't go through, you ain't going to pray. I'm going to tell you, don't even pray. But I'm going to tell you right now, once you get it into your spirit and you get shake loose, I have been shaken loose. And glory to God that everything that tried to bail me down, God brought me through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank God this morning for the shake loose. Shake loose. Just look to your neighbor. Your neighbor might be heavy this morning, but I want you to just touch your neighbor right now in the name of Jesus and say, "Shake loose." Say, "Shake loose." Whatever's got you bound down, you got to shake loose. Whatever trouble you're going through, you got to shake loose. Shake loose. You gotta shake loose. I just praise God for him just shaking me loose this morning. Oh, Eddie, they shook loose the cancer out of your body. We shaking loose any sickness in anybody's body. We gotta shake loose. Shake loose. I'm shaking loose on this road right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever you're going through, shake loose. Shake loose. God shook you loose. And look at how God brought you out. Oh, yeah, that old demon spirit thought he had you. But it wasn't nobody but God that brought you out. Hallelujah. Shake loose. Shake loose. Ooh, I'm just happy this morning. Shake loose. Everything that bounds you up, y'all got to shake loose this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know that God is God. Because he was shake loose. And then the God, he came to him. And he asked him. He said, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And as it says, and the keeper of the prison awoke from his sleep and said, the prison doors is open. Supposing the prisons have fled. He drew his sword. He was getting ready to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice saying, do not harm yourself. Do not harm yourself. I don't know who that's speaking to this morning, but whatever you're going through, do not harm yourself. Just shake yourself loose from the situation. Satan put all kinds of stuff in our spirit, but we got to shake that thing loose. You understand what I'm saying? Shake it loose. I thank God for shaking me a long time ago, because I ain't always, and I ain't where I need to be today, but I thank God for shaking me, that some of the sins that I was doing, I ain't had to do it no more. But I just thank God for just shaking me loose this morning. Hallelujah. 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 And it said in his word that the whole household would be saved. You keep on believing God for your household. They might not come to church. They might not be with you. But believe God for their salvation. Keep praying. Keep pressing your way through. And God is going to see you through. Because we serve a mighty, mighty God. For he is a good God. He is a good God. Because we know that when healing takes place, God is just going to have his way. No matter what circumstances we may be going through. And I just want us to just stand and just worship the Lord and come on, audio ministry. Come on, play that song. Shake loose. So somebody needs to be shaking in here this morning. I'm going to tell you, y'all got to bounce everything from bounding you up this morning. I'm telling you. Yes, Lord. Hey, let the song minister to your soul.
May seem hopeless, but it's not the end.
Oh, yeah.
Though you are burdened and have shackles on your feet.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you truly want to be free, you can be free. Shake yourself loose. Shake yourself loose. Amen. You can truly be free if you want to be delivered from whatever is going on in your life. Shake yourself loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is just good. I tell you, I'm happy about it this morning. I am happy about it. I thank God that the Lord was on my side when the enemy tried to tear me down. But it won't nobody but God. Hey, God that bought me out of all my sorrows. Oh, he turned all my joy. When the enemy tried to give me some sad days, God gave me some good days. I can tell you right now, all my good days outweigh my bad days. And I got to give him glory for it this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Glory, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I tell you, I feel good, church. I feel good this morning. I tell you, I feel good. Glory be to God this morning. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to press in the decision time. And you know that you're just bound down by something this morning. I ain't got to call out what you're bound down with.